This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Abound Solar is nearly doubling its office space in Sentara, adding 50 new jobs by the end of the year. Here now to talk about this and other developments in the local innovation economy is Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. Now, Jeff, I want to start with Abound Solar, because adding 50 new jobs and expanding office and laboratory space in Sentara is pretty exciting news.
You know, Erin, it really is. The expansion will more than double the certification and reliability lab for Abound, which makes thin-film solar energy modules at its manufacturing facility in Well County. The lab in Sentara works directly with the factory to ensure the quality of the products that they've been producing for customers around the world since 2009.
I'm curious if there's a reason the offices are in Sentara rather than at the factory.
Well, the company deliberately chose to have a regional focus when it spun out of CSU in 2007. That said, it has a research and development facility in Fort Collins, its headquarters are in Loveland, and the factory is near Longmont. All told, Abound employs about 350 people in the region.
Now, I understand there's another component to the Sentara expansion beyond just office space.
Yes, there is, Erin. Abound established an outdoor solar module testing site adjacent to I-25. Once fully operational, the site will produce 100 kilowatts of electricity, which is enough power for about 30 homes.
Now, is that going to be just for research purposes?
In the beginning, yes, but the company has enough space to install up to 400 kilowatts of solar generation over the next several years. Abound and the city of Loveland haven't determined exactly how the generated power will be used yet, but there's lots of possibilities. Abound has been a real success story during the recession.
And this is not the only high-tech news that's coming out of Loveland recently either.
No, it's not. The ACE Park, the manufacturing and technology project put together by the Colorado Association of Manufacturers and Technology, or CAMT, is attracting dozens of possible tenants interested in touring the buildings on the former Agilent campus. The developer, United Properties, is working on redevelopment plans, and everything seems to be on schedule. It won't happen overnight, of course, but there has been an enormous amount of progress over the last few months.
Are there any other efforts underway in other cities to boost high-tech employment?
Well, the efforts aren't as visible as with the ACE Park, but still exciting. Mike Freeman, moving from being the CFO of the city of Fort Collins to the CEO of the Rocky Mountain Innosphere, could mean a stronger emphasis on the business side of innovation and, like the ACE Park, bringing technology to the marketplace faster.
Right. Well, what are some of the things that business or government could do to expand on these efforts?
Well, that's exactly the question that Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and Mark Udall asked a task force of entrepreneurs from the clean tech, bioscience, and aerospace industries recently. The task force called themselves Coloradoans for an Innovation Economy and presented recommendations to Bennett, Udall, and Governor John Hickenlooper last month.
Oh, what are some of the highlights of that report?
Some of these suggestions were to strengthen the state's education system, attract capital, attract and keep businesses in Colorado, pave the road for innovation to job creation, ensure a stable and adequate investment in research and development, give small businesses the tools that they need to be competitive, and create a competitive regulatory environment. Tall orders in the rocky recovery that we're going through, to be sure, but vital to keeping our region on the cutting edge in decades to come.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.